want to, those lights are bright. Every church has a style. And one thing which has always been very, very important to me is worship. My friends, you have some really great worship. You do. How many of you are familiar with Jesus' image and that they have a lot of worship? Yes. I can't see your hands. Okay. All right. It is really, really, really awesome. And they have, I don't know if you've ever heard of Stephanie Gretzinger. She used to be at Bethel, and she visited Jesus' image for a concert or whatever, and they did Waymaker. Your Waymaker had nothing short of that. It really is. You have great worship. I mean that. I'm just saying this from my heart. I always listen when I'm meeting the pastors. I always listen to the sermons, and having your worship, having your pastor, this is a good church. You have a gem. Invite your friends. I mean that. That's really important. All right, that's my name, Peter Bjornstad, and the main sermon is The Barriers to Healing. But that's my YouTube channel. It's called The Luke 10 Experience. Before I do that, I am ordained in the Assemblies of God. And many, many years ago, I was an associate pastor in New Jersey, and I introduced, can you hear me? I want to make sure. If I start to go down, just say, give me some motions. I introduced something called Evangelism Explosion in two different churches in New Jersey. And as the title says, it basically prepares people how share the gospel, share the good news. We saw people saved. Then I ended up in, I was a tent maker. And I ended up in North Jersey. Then I lost my position. I found a job near Valley Forge. While the church which I was attending, I was always very involved. They gave me the honorary title of pastor, even though I was not on staff. And I would teach healing. And I started that about 2012 or 2013. And the very first semester I taught healing, we had one person healed. And if I'm going to be honest, I was surprised. I'm being very, very honest. The second semester, we had one person healed. But I'll be honest, it was a stretch. The third semester is where it really started. We saw a lot of people healed. Then, so I've been teaching often on that class since 2012, 2013. Around 2000, and I think it was about 2019, I was driving to work. I'm streaming the Bible, and I was in the Gospel of Luke. And when I got to Luke chapter 10, I heard God's voice. And it was said, stop here. And I knew what it meant. It's just continue to go over Luke over and over again. And I did that. And, but, you know, anytime we hear God's voice and that testimony or wherever that person was, Christy, that was awesome. When you hear God's voice, it's exciting. I went, but I knew I heard him. I knew what it meant. And I started to study the gospel of Luke chapter 10. And from this, I became absolutely convinced healing and evangelism are meant to be together. They are not to be separate. And I just this one aside, when I went home, I had bought a series on how to do street evangelism with power. And he had one text, Luke chapter 10. I knew God already spoke to me, but I love it when he confirms what he speaks to you. So my ministry consists of two things, preaching, but it also consists of teaching people. This is my passion, is to teach people how to pray for the sick. I just like you, I love to see people healed when we pray for them. I love even more, it's my food, to see other people know how to pray for the sick and see them healed. And that is one of the things I emphasize in the class is this. There are people you have invited to this church over and over again. You tell them how great the worship is. You tell them that Pastor Rich is the best preacher ever. And you tell them that how you greeted me. A number of you greeted me. That you have a friendly church. And they don't come. But if you're open to this, and this is what I teach in the class, if you're open to it and ask God, use me, he is going to give you divine appointments. And they're going to come to you. And they are going to ask for prayer. And you're going to pray for them. And times you will see them healed. And then you'll say, you know, what God just did in your leg, he can do in your whole life. Can I tell you about Jesus? That's my passion, is to equip people for ministry in that sense. Okay, I just want to give one really cool testimony. In the fall, I was teaching a class at the church where I'm attending, and there was a young lady compared to me. She was in her 45, I'd say probably around 40. She had a stroke, which she had had incredible stress, and I think that's probably what caused it. And she lost sight in her right eye. The doctor said, you will never see again out of your right eye. So in our second class, after we taught, at the end of each class, we have a time of prayer. And I even say in the class, anytime you want to invite someone who's not even going to be a part of the class, but they want prayer, just invite them. Come, and then we'll pray for them at the end of the class. So we prayed for Michelle, and she said, well, I can now see out of the bottom third of my eye. We continued to pray for her in the class, and at the end, she said, well, now I can see the top third of my eye. So it was just like the center. She couldn't see, and it was getting late. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's just pick up next week. So the following week, I was teaching the class, and then at the end, we're about to pray for her. I said, you know, Michelle, did it get any better? She says, yes. Now I can see totally out of the eye, but when I try to read, the words overlap. So there were 8 people in the healing class, and we started to pray for her. Each time, someone in my class prayed for her all the way to the 8th. It improved. On the 8th person, perfect. That's it. I am absolutely convinced of this, that the Holy Spirit arranged that. Because he didn't want to see that, it's just, I only care about the first. No, he wants to see every single person was a part of that. It was a progressive thing because of that. The Holy Spirit, God, wants you to be effective and powerful in praying for people for his glory. Okay, now I have to share this one verse. This has become, for me, my life verse when it comes to praying for in the healing ministry. Jesus said, I will do whatever you ask in my name, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. The Father gets all the glory. Jesus is the one who does it. We are only asking in Jesus' name. That's my nutshell. Okay, I'm going to go to, can you go to the slide? I think it's the very next slide. Next slide. So you can stop there. I might not have put it up there. I'll skip it. And these signs will follow as you believe. This is in Mark chapter 16. And then it says several things. They will cast out demons in his name. They will they will speak in new tongues, and they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. Healing is a sign for the lost. For the Christian, it's our bread. It's paid for. There's nothing you need to do to earn it. But the third key, which I have learned, is that there are barriers which can prevent us from being healed. I just want to share a testimony. My wife used to play the keys a lot. She played for about 10 years for a church. And it was a week of emphasis where every evening in after 7 o'clock or whatever, we would pray. So they on the Sunday night service, we had worship, and the rest of the nights we would just come and pray. So at the end of the worship, I turned around just to greet the person right behind me, and her name was Yana. And after we greeted, she said, "I have pain in my right hip." And it makes sense. I mean, I've been teaching healing, so that's she's asking for prayer. And to make a long story short, is through some conversation, I asked her this. I said, "Do you have any unforgiveness toward anyone?" And through some conversation, I found that she had taken offense on behalf of someone else. Not even for herself, on behalf of someone else. And just at that point, my wife came back from the Keys, and her husband was leading worship. So the four of us, we held hands in a circle. And I said, "Would you just forgive this person?" And she did. And I was listening to her prayer, and I knew it was done. And this is the first time I ever did this. I said, "Yana, in Jesus' name, you're healed. Move your hip." She didn't hear me. I had to repeat it because she was praying. So I repeated a little louder this time. "Yana, in Jesus' name, you're healed. Move your hip." She moves it. It is instantly healed. Her husband is crying. But I have an addendum to the story. I have learned a lot. I believe you will learn a lot from this too. I met her 2 days later at the prayer. And I always like to follow up. I says, "Yana, how's your hip?" And she says, "It's even worse now." And I've learned not to get discouraged. I said, "Did you have any unforgiveness?" And she says, "Yes, I did." And I said, "Did you forgive the person?" She said, "Yes, I have." So I just took her at her word. This time, it took, her husband's name is Sean, it took Sean and me about 5 minutes praying. Progressively, she got better until there was no pain. But then this time I did something different. I said, "Yana, if the pain comes back and you have unforgiveness, this is what I want you to do. I want you to just forgive that person. And then I want you to you speak to your hip. Hip pain, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ." I saw her months later at a picnic. And I said, "Yana, how's your hip?" She said, "Oh, it's fine. Every once in a while, I get pain. And I do what you said, and it stops." So unforgiveness is a barrier, is an absolute barrier which can prevent us from receiving healing. Can you go to the next slide, please? You know this prayer. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as, or like, or in the same manner, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Jesus is saying, when I don't forgive, that can be a barrier which will prevent us from being healed. One other thing which is kind of interesting, Jesus makes one comment on the Lord's Prayer afterwards. Can you go to the next slide, please? He said, "For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins." So this unforgiveness can be an absolute barrier. But what does unforgiveness look like? Can you go to the next slide, please? It can be resentment, anger, bitterness, offense, animosity, indignation, outrage, hatred. And why do I try to describe it that way? Because when I was first talking to Yana, she said, I have no unforgiveness, because we look at it from like a technical term. But this is what it looks like. It doesn't mean, by the way, you can have anger and still not have unforgiveness. It could be just a circumstantial thing. It doesn't mean you definitely have unforgiveness, but it is something prayerfully to consider. Do I have unforgiveness? And it is something I need to let go of. All right, so now what I want to do is I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask everyone to bow your heads, and I'm going to pray for all of us. Father God, if we have any of this in our hearts right now, resentment, anger, bitterness, or anything that could indicate unforgiveness, just speak it to our hearts, my Lord. Bring it to our attention right now, in Jesus' name. Okay, listen. Okay. I'm going to lead you to prayer. I'm going to say it, and then please just repeat after me, everyone. But this is for you to, even if you don't have anyone, just for the whole group, just repeat. Lord, for any resentment, any bitterness, any hatred. Repeat, please, out loud. Any offense or unforgiveness in my heart. I renounce them now and let go. If anyone has harmed me or wronged me, I forgive them now, as I would have you forgive me. Lord, I forgive them in your name. And I believe that you have forgiven me. Thank you, Lord. The second area of barrier or block or anything like that is sin. And if you can go to the verse, it says, whoever conceals sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces. Just notice that word renounce. That's powerful, because we're all tempted. If we're going to be honest, every single one of us faces temptation. It's renouncing it is powerful. I've really in my personal life I've found that definitely to be true. What is sin? Can you go to that slide, please? So it can be things that we say, like a lying, gossip, cursing, obscenities, slander, taking the Lord's name in vain. Things that we do, like stealing, cheating, murder, adultery, fornication, or pornography. It can be things that we think, like pride, hatred, lust, greed. It could be things that we fail to do. For example, if you have the opportunity to help somebody and you had the means, I'm not saying you don't have the means, but if you have the means and you have an opportunity to help someone and you don't do that, the Bible says that's sin. So this is our problem, is our sin. But Jesus has come to set us free from the power of sin. When you sin, be quick. Be quick to go to God and just to confess it to him. So here, bow your heads, we're going to just pray. God, I ask that you would just speak to our hearts if there's any unconfessed sin that we need to get right with you right now. Okay. Can you go to the prayer, please? Okay, again, repeat after me. God, I confess to you and renounce my sins. Now, I want you to take a half a minute just to the specific sins silently. Just confess it to God and renounce it to God. God, I am sorry for my sins. Please repeat. Forgive me in Jesus' name. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for purifying me from all unrighteousness. I receive your forgiveness. Since you have forgiven me, I forgive myself. Okay, go to the next verse. I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go into this long. I love 1 John 1:9, that when I have sin, I've memorized this, and I will basically use that in basically confessing my sins to God. The third obstacle which can prevent us from being healed is unbelief. And here's the verse, if you want to just turn to that. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. In this case, we have to replace it with something positive. So it's not just, you have to have the positive thing replacing the negative thing. Can you go to the next verse, please? When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with word. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. How did he do that? In his body, in his physical body. Can you go to the next verse, please? He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we were healed. He's quoting Isaiah, which is interesting because that is the past or future tense. We are healed. By his wounds, we are healed. Here it says we were healed. Why? Because Isaiah was looking forward to the cross. Peter is looking back to the cross. So that's why we have the two different tenses. It's... when did he bear it? The crown of thorns. Being struck in the face by the Roman soldiers. Being hit in the top of the head with a staff. Of course, the whip. And being crucified on a cross. My friends, he paid for our sins and for our healing. It's ours. As Christians, it is ours. Okay, so let's go. Can you go to the prayer? And I'd like you guys again to repeat. We're just going to basically accentuate the positive. God, in Jesus' name, I confess my sin of unbelief. I am responsible and sorry for it. I ask you to forgive me and deliver me from it. Impart faith into me. I declare Jesus took up my infirmities and bore my diseases. I declare by Jesus' wounds I am healed. I declare Jesus paid for my healing. All right, this one I'm going to cover really quickly. Those are the three big ones. Now, the next three I'm going to cover very fast because prayer. We want time to pray for everyone. Is in rare cases, in two cases where what was blocking the person from being healing was, I would say, how do I phrase it? Wrong identity or extreme unworthiness. And I have a testimony, but I cannot in this short time. But it can. It blocked them, and they were healed after they were able to get over that and realize who they are. So what, and this is part of the class which we cover, but can you go to the next slide, please? Is we need to know who we are in Christ. And these are just some. There's many more than this. But I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. In Christ, I have no condemnation. In Christ I have salvation with eternal glory. In Christ I have access to the Father. I like this one. In Christ I am more than a conqueror. This is my favorite. In Christ I am a child of God. Amen. All right, the next one, it's rare, but it's not as rare as it used to be. In fact, there was, I was at a deliverance service, and I was praying for a young woman, 20s, and she had been involved in about 10 different occult things. So, I mean, again, here, renouncing is important. Can you go to the slide, please? I'm just going to read through it. Going to a psychic or a medium or a palm reader, a tarot card reader or a fortune teller. Going to a seance or anything contacting the dead or divination. Games with dark mystical practices such as board games or video games. Having astrological charts mapped or reading horoscope. Mystical souvenirs such as Buddhas or anything like that. Dark entertainment such as movies, TV shows, music. If you ever have a check in your heart, turn the channel. That's as simple as that. Just turn the channel. Don't have anything to do with it. Freemasonry, Buddhism, Eastern mysticism, sorcery, Reiki, or any of the metaphysical practices, or even black magic. New age religions, such as Eastern religions, meditation that involves seeking a spirit guide. Yoga, if yoga is just stretching, that's fine. But yoga, when it involves connecting to the divine within, if it's anything like that. So if any of this applies to you, but I'm going to ask everyone to basically pray this, to break a hold of this in any way. So repeat after me. Lord, if I have been involved in the occult, even ignorantly, whatever it was, I confess I sinned and renounce it. I ask you to forgive me. I commit myself now that never again will I be involved in these. Forgive me, Lord, and release me from their influence right now. In Jesus' name. You know, what was interesting is that that young lady who had been involved in the cult, she had repented of it but never renounced it. And I believe at the end she was starting to get better. She was really struggling with a draw to it. So it's renouncing. It's a powerful thing. Use it in your devotional life and how as you see fit. And this is a very, very rare one. And I'll just say this one case where I ran into. I'm praying for someone. Nothing is happening. And through a conversation, the man I was praying for, his wife was right there. His wife's mother was a witch. And she was put, because they had become Christians, she's putting a curse on them. So I just want to break the hold, just in case. So I'd like everyone, please, to repeat after me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the cross, that you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse, and enter into your blessing. I declare in Jesus' name, any curse is broken off me and my family. I declare my family and I are under the blessing in Jesus' name. Okay, now who has the authority to heal? First, I do believe there's a gift of healing. But that's not what I'm talking about. Who has the authority to heal? And there's one scripture which it's one of my favorites. And it's in John 14:13. Very truly, I tell you, Whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, this is much better. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for your sins, you are someone who believes. And you can do what Jesus has been doing. Don't start raising the dead. Just start healing people. You have the license. That is your licensure. And the other one is, and these signs will follow those who believe. They'll cast out demons, they'll speak in new tongues, and they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. That is your licensure. That is God's stamp of approval. So what I'm going to ask, and I'm just going to go to the next one. We talked about this a couple minutes ago. This is Jesus again. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Again, the Father gets all the glory. Jesus is the one who does it. We are asking, I like to put it this way. We are speaking to that person's mountain. So, all right. I'm not going to say I've never missed it. I have missed it. Is there someone who has a problem in their shoulder? I think it was their left, but it might be the right. All right. What's your name?
Dustin.
Pete.
Nice to meet you, Pete.
Okay. How did you hurt it?
Weightlifting, a long time ago.
All right. Move right now. Okay. Does it hurt? Do you feel that?
Yeah, a lot of popping.
Okay, so it's more popping than anything else? It's
not. I can't bear weight for a long time. It kind of
okay. Okay, so move it in such a way where you know that you have the problem. Do you know you have the problem right now?
Like right there, I can feel it.
Going. Okay, so Sam, come around. Can he pray for you?
Yeah.
Can he lay his hands on this shoulder? All right, this is a tip. If he has pain in this shoulder, you do not lay your hand on that. Why? Because if he lays his hand on this shoulder and he says, what's going on? We're not going to do that now, but what's going on? And he says, I feel heat. If you have your hand on the shoulder, it's because you have your hand on my shoulder. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Put your hand on the shoulder. Say, what's your name again? Dustin?
Dustin.
Say, Father God.
Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to Dustin's mountain.
I speak to Dustin's mountain.
I command all pain to go.
I command all pain to go.
I command if any cartilage needs to be healed.
I command that any cartilage that needs to be healed.
It'll be healed right now.
It should be healed right now.
Any spirit of infirmity.
Any spirit of infirmity.
I break your hold.
I break your hold.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Ask him to move his arm now.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome. Who did it? Who did it?
Jesus
did it. All right. Do you have the same thing? Dustin. What's your name, sir?
Gary Ford?
Yeah.
Pete. This is Dustin, in case you don't know.
How'd you hurt it?
A chiropractor hurt it.
You have arthritis? Which shoulder? It's the left shoulder. You know, I'm sharing because I want to teach. Because I want every one of you to be strong and healing. This is word of knowledge, and I saw a picture which, like that, it was like, you could say, I don't know, maybe it's God, maybe it's, so sometimes God speaks through sympathetic pain, which I think you're familiar with. When you're old like me, he's very kind. He does it more in pictures. So you heard it through a chiropractor. How long ago was that?
About a month.
Okay. You want to pray for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Which shoulder hand are you going to put it on?
So he said it was the
cancer.
Right, you got it.
Go ahead. Do you remember right?
No.
All right. Jesus, you said.
Jesus, you said.
That whatever we ask.
That whatever we ask.
In your name.
In your name.
That you would do it.
That you would do it.
That the Father would be glorified.
That the Father would be glorified.
In the Son.
In the Son.
What is your name again? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Gary Ford.
Right, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to Gary Ford's shoulder.
I speak to Gary Ford's shoulder.
I command all pain to go.
I command all pain to go.
I command all damage to go.
Command what?
All damage.
I command all damage to go.
If the cartilage needs to be healed.
If the cartilage needs to be healed.
Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
If arthritis needs to be healed.
If arthritis needs to be healed.
I command it to be healed right now in Jesus' name.
I command it to be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
What are you going to ask him to do? Do you have any pain left at all? All right. Now, anyone who has, at the very end, we're going to have two of my friends, Tom and Elena. Eileen. Sorry. I'm in a prayer, a house of prayer with them, where once a month we have services where we basically pray for the sick. And they are sometimes participants, sometimes they lead it. So they're going to be part of my teams. And then a pastor has reached out to around six people, whatever. And we're going to just have prayer at the end. But before that, so I can read here, anyone who has pain that you would be healed right now, if and you would know it. So, like, shoulder's pretty obvious. That's, if you move it, okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you have, let me just make sure I got it all. If you were to bend over, you would feel pain. If you were to move it in such a way, you have feel pain. Or you have restricted motion, where you can move this far, or something, your neck. Seen a lot of necks healed. But you would know in some way. I'm going to ask you right now, stand up. Please don't be shy. Don't be shy. Okay? All right. So we got it. So you guys would know it. So what I'm going to ask, Pastor, I'm going to ask you not to pray. And God, as I lead them in the prayer, don't hear my prayer. I want the rest of the people to know that you care and you answer their prayers. My team, please don't pray. So if you've seen people healed, I'm going to ask you, I don't mean healed where you pray for them and 2 weeks later the cold's gone. I'm not talking about that. But you have definitely no ifs, ands, or buts. You have seen people healed. Like, you're not allowed to pray now. Neither are you. But the rest of you, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Just for a second. Stand up, that's fine. Can you go to our prayer, please? Okay. You guys, is there any time you... Pardon? Stand up. All right. So, I'm gonna lead... But I've already asked God not to hear me. I want you guys to know that God hears you. Father God, I thank you that healing has been paid for.
Yes.
Now, only the people who are standing up to pray, not the people who are being prayed for, but you want to see God heal through you right now. Repeat after me. Father God, thank you that you have been that healing has been paid for. Out loud. By the authority I have in the name of Jesus, I command whatever is causing this pain or restriction of motion, Be healed right now. I command all pain get out. Muscles relax. Nerves be loosened. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I break its hold right now. I forbid any more manifestation of pain or restriction of motion. Be healed for the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name. All right, if you were the prayer, sit down, please. But those who are being prayed for, remain standing. For those of you who are, okay. Now, test it. If your shoulder used to hurt, move that. If you were trying to bend over, it would hurt. Test it in some way. Do something which you couldn't do. All right, what's going on? You want to try lifting the chair? Is it the same, worse, better? How much better? Just guess.
I don't know, like 90% better.
All right. Thank you. But I want you to, we're going to pray again, all right? I want 100%. The lady with arthritis, what's going on? Feels a little better? Okay, can you stay standing?
Yes.
What's up with you?
Do you want a list?
The worst ones.
The worst is the degeneration of my spine.
Okay. Can you...
A lot of hardware in me.
You have a lot... Okay, can you bend over in a way you couldn't before? You can touch the. What's the last time you touched the floor?
I don't remember. It's been that long.
Praise God. If you have any other pain, remain standing. Okay, all right. No. Who else? Was there someone else who was standing? Stand up. Talk. What's going on? That's all right. Is it the same or worse or better? If it's the same, just say the same. That's.
I think it is the same.
Can we pray for you again? Okay. What's going on? Okay. What hurts? Let me ask. All right. Move your hips. Your back leg. 30%? Okay, that's good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
At the tops of my feet, I have tendonitis.
Okay.
And I've had it for about 9 months.
How does it feel now? Do you?
50%.
All right. Can we pray again?
Yeah.
All right, so. Now every one of us is going to pray, including my team, pastor, everyone. So we're going to pray for the people who are remaining standing. If you didn't want to stand in the first time, but you want to stand now, stand. All right? Father God, we thank you that healing has been paid for. This is everyone. By the authority I have through the name of Jesus Christ, I command whatever is causing this pain or this restriction of motion, be healed right now. I command all pain to get out. Muscles to relax. Nerves be loosened. I bind the spirit of infirmity. In Jesus' name, I break its hold right now. I forbid any more manifestation of pain or restriction of motion. Be healed for the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.